This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, welcome back. I mentioned this. It's a really good report. It's at Infowars.com. I'm going to play just like 4 or 5 minutes of it here. Then I'm going to come back in a longer segment and start drilling into the really big news of Trump and the announcement he's made that Biden will soon be gone from office. Wow, that's a big deal. So we'll cover that here in just a moment. But here is, again, what Ted Cruz had to say that is absolutely on target.
At first this morning, the Fauci Facebook censorship. We now know that Dr. Anthony Fauci misled or flat out lied under oath to Senator Rand Paul during a Senate committee hearing. But today we are learning more about his potential collusion with the social media giant Facebook to keep that lie going and censor very serious information about the origins of COVID-19. First, here's the Fauci flip-flop over a two-week period. Watch.
Dr. Barrett does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina. And if you look at the grant, and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain-of-function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
It would have been almost a dereliction of our duty if we didn't study this. And the only way you can study these things is you've got to go where the action is. So we had a modest collaboration with very respectable Chinese scientists who are world experts on coronavirus. And we did that through a sub-grant from a larger grant to EcoHealth.
Okay, joining me right now to discuss this is Senator Ted Cruz. He sits on the Senate Judiciary and Foreign Relations Committees. Senator, good morning to you. It is wonderful to see you this morning. I want to get right into the Facebook connection. But first, Senator, tell us, did Fauci commit perjury just there?
It sure looks like it. He looked at Rand Paul's eyes and told a flat-out falsehood. And unfortunately, this has been a pattern with Dr. Fauci, that what he says on Monday somehow isn't the same as what he says on Tuesday. But don't worry, what he says on Wednesday is almost certain to be different. And I got to say, this email dump that came out makes clear that this is not just being sloppy. It is systematic, and it is systematically an effort to mislead the American people. And as you noted, he wasn't doing it alone, but he was doing it with much of the U.S. government behind him, and with Facebook and big tech operating as an extension of the U.S. government in order to silence any views that disagreed, not with the science, because he wasn't looking for the science, he was suppressing the science, but rather trying to silence anything that disagreed with the political narrative that was convenient that he was pushing at that moment.
Are you going to be able to do anything as a sitting senator on these so important committees? I mean, look, Senator, this keeps happening. First, it was the Russia hoax that the media said was not true, and they banned posts about it. Then it was a fake impeachment trial. Then it was the COVID treatment, hydroxychloroquine. We couldn't talk about that. Then it was the origins of COVID that they have egg on their face. We're also not allowed to talk about election 2020. Look at this timeline about the Facebook Fauci censorship. On March 15th, Zuckerberg emails Fauci suggesting that they partner on COVID-19 information hub. And then on April 16th, 2020, Facebook posts steps that it is taking. It changes its policy, quote, to combat COVID-19 related misinformation, it claims. February 8th, 2021, Facebook announces it will be removing more false claims about COVID-19 and vaccines. May 25th, Fauci admits to modest collaboration, as we just heard. And then on May 26th, suddenly Facebook has to change its policy again, saying it will no longer remove the claim that COVID-19 is man-made. I mean, what's going on here? Will these companies ever be held to account for this corporate dominance and misleading of information to the American people?
Well, they certainly should be. Unfortunately, I don't expect the Biden administration will do anything to hold them to account. But these latest breakthroughs have real consequence, because it now is clear that Facebook was operating at the direction of and in the direct benefit of the federal government. And
that's completely illegal, folks. That's not just uncivil. That's a government censorship program through a corporation. And so they're fencing it. They're laundering the censorship through them.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, June 6th transmission. We are into hour number two right now. Let's dig into our top story that I mentioned at the beginning, but I want to drill into right now. President Trump, he won the election in a landslide. We all know that. The evidence is overwhelming. When they closed the polls, he was winning in battleground states that he won by just a few thousand votes last time, by multiple percentage points, hundreds of thousands, some states millions of more votes. Just incredible. We know that happened. They gaslit us. They said, you're not supposed to question us when we say that Trump lost. Even though Democrats are always saying, hey, we're going to question, you know, elections. We're allowed to do that, but you're not. And then big tech came in and censored and blocked and managed things, and even censored congressmen, even censored the president, took away his Facebook, his Twitter, silenced him so that he couldn't challenge them. And they provocateured the January 6th event to then demonize the idea of protest as some type of criminal insurrection. Now, Trump has come out this weekend and put out a statement on Friday. Then he put out videos that were basically from the statement on Saturday. We're going to play some of those clips now. But the first big one, he says that the Republicans are stronger than ever, and we're going to get more House members and more Senate members, and we're going to take back the White House sooner than you would think. Well, there's not another election for 3.5 years. So what does that mean? It means clearly election fraud evidence is coming out. It's being documented. The states are getting together. They're organizing it. They're figuring it out. The Democrats are trying to pass H.R. 1 that legalizes the fraud. It federalizes elections. It's unconstitutional. So it's very obvious what's going on. So to have him announce this, some people are like, oh, he's all a blowhard. Oh, really? He never ran for office, ran once and won. They're telling him that if he doesn't back down and stop talking about running and stop controlling the Republican Party and getting good people elected, which he is doing, all over the country, he's getting great people elected. If he doesn't back down, they're going to indict Giuliani, Trump Jr., and then him. And they've got George Soros' minion, Letitia James, the Attorney General in New York, and they've got the New York City prosecutor, all of them saying they're going to indict Trump as a shot against the bow, a shot across the bow. And Trump is coming out and saying, I don't care. In fact, you're a fraud and you're going to be out of office soon. Wow, what an amazing statement. So I give it to Trump to not back down in the face of attacks. And it's easy to say he should have done this, he should have done that. You know what it's like to be the man in the arena? I've been in the arena. Most of you out there have been in the arena your whole life at one time or another. Some people, I guess, have never tried to be in the arena. But even if you try to stay out of it, you're still in it. So you might as well do the best you can. But I've been very critical of Trump not doing more rallies. He's starting them now. I've been very critical of Trump not coming out against the vaccine, but he's committed to it. He believes in it. You know, he took it himself. It's this tough guy attitude that, oh, it's not that bad, because he likes the doctors around him. He believes in science, but this isn't science. This is eugenics. And so that's a big blind spot. But I can forgive Trump that, because he's getting good Republicans elected that are pro-gun, pro-life, pro-family, pro-America existing, pro-border security. And that's why the globalists hate his guts. So, hey, he's not in there anymore. Don't have him to blame. Don't have him to kick around. It's all about Joe Biden. And Trump, despite all the demonization and all the attacks, is now coming out and really throwing down the gauntlet in a big, big way. And so he deserves our support now, I think, more than ever. Because if we don't take control of that Senate, and if we don't take control of that House, and if we let their election fraud be submitted, we're going to live under a permanent leftist, satanic, pedophile, transhumanist regime. But that's a side issue. Regardless, we have to take action and not just hope Trump does the right thing. But this is still a big deal. And I'm going to open the phones up tomorrow. I'm sure Owen, he loves to take calls. He'll probably be taking calls tonight, 6 to 8, right after I'm off, on this subject. I have told Owen to do it. I don't tell Owen what to do. But I can make a wild guess that he'll open the phones up on this Trump subject, because I just thought I should have. I should, but I've got too much news to get to. So let's go ahead and go to Trump and his extremely cryptic statement. Here it is.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support you've shown. We're going to take back the Senate, take back the House. We're going to take back the White House. And sooner than you think, it's going to be really something special. But the love and the affection and the respect that you've given all of us, it's really important. The Republican Party is stronger than it's ever been, and it's going to be a lot stronger than it is right now. We're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around fast. Thank you all very much. That support has been so incredible. Thank you.
And then he went on in another statement this weekend to attack the fact that Biden doesn't know who he is and who the hell's running things. So he's definitely going on the offense against the people that control Biden, that's Obama and the globalist, and Soros. And so this is a very bold move. I mean, this is death-defying. Believe me. Here it is.
If you don't have election integrity, and if you don't have strong borders, our country can be run like a dictatorship, and that's what they'd like to do. I don't even think Biden is the dictator. If anybody knows who the hell is running that operation, could you let us know? Because I don't think it's Joe, but who the hell knows? Maybe it is.
The current president of the U.S., in exile, relegated to right-side broadcasting with a huge hum on the feed. And by the way, I'm not putting right-side broadcasting down. They're great people. But that's how ragtag we are. Trump is in blurry video shot in a ballroom about how Biden will be gone soon, and then he's on a humming video giving a speech, you know, to it. I mean, and I'll tell you why that is. Anyone with any skills, any money, that tries to support him, the media comes after you, the FBI comes after you, they take your bank accounts away. They did all this to us, and thanks to you, and thanks to a lot of work, we stayed on air and got around it all for now. But, I mean, this is like nip and tuck, folks. This is so dangerous. This is so real. So I can only admire Trump when he's up there, ragtag, swinging for the fences, with all the obstacles and all the cards stacked against him. But at the end of the day, we're all in that position as well. But we have truth, and we have justice, and we have God on our side. And we don't have a choice. I mean, these globalists aren't going to stop. They're evil. They're twisted. They're mentally ill. They want everything. You want to go home and eat a nice dinner and hang out with your wife or husband and watch a TV show, or maybe go play golf, or maybe go for a swim or a hike, or you want to play with your dogs or whatever. You know, you want to go sew a piece of clothing together. I mean, people have their own. You want to build a balsa wood airplane? You want to go see a movie? The globalists want to run your life. They like ordering people around. They like dominating people. They like controlling. That's another huge clip. We're going to come back now, and I'm looking at all these stacks of news. There's so much. And in the last three segments of this hour, I'm going to cover it all. And we've got the biggest news yet on how they're going to strike us and how the globalists plan to take over and the next big fake crisis they've got up their sleeve. And then we're also going to hit the incredible news. In India, they're turning the power off to villages that won't inject everybody with the deadly shots. And West Point's putting people in solitary confinement that won't do it. I mean, it is crazy. That is all coming up next segment. Separately, tonight is the last night. Tomorrow, it's gone. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40% off DNA Force Plus, 50% off Alpha Power, 50% off Supermel Vitality. It's all there. Pollen Block's back in stock, 40% off a natural antihistamine. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. And this stuff works great. It's why people buy it. It's why they love it. It's why the globalists want it all banned. We have the double fizzy system as well. And if you don't know what that does for you, just go look into what magnesium does. Two types of magnesium. The other competitors don't have that. It's even better. And it tastes great. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, everything on the site. And it ends tomorrow morning when the new sale goes up. So thank you all for your support. Take action today. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop tyranny.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to this live Sunday broadcast, which is a simulcast of my radio show via television, over the internet, and on stations across this country. All right, let's get to this for TV viewers. You can see it. I'm going to find out who this artist is and maybe even put a T-shirt out because this needs to be seen. And it's the image of a looming devil, a big blue devil with the blue fires of hell, with a young mother with her little baby toddler hiding behind her, looking at Satan, who wants to inject his Bill Gates juice into them. This is a real form of genetic overwrite. When a man rapes a woman and gets her pregnant, he's forcibly genetically creating a cross clone with her, a splice. And that's what this is. This is rape. Whatever happened to my body, my choice? This is their big revolution. This is their big move. They had to do it at some point. They want to depopulate us. They keep telling us that's what they're doing, and now it's here. Very powerful image. But now let's get to this. Village refuses COVID vaccine. Power supply cut off, says the Indian Telegraph, one of the biggest papers in India. And they're just reporting this in a very matter-of-fact way. So they came to the village, and they tried to forcibly inject people. So the men got together and beat them up and hit them on the head with sticks. And so the government's paid to do this, and so they left. So the answer now is to turn their power off. Kind of like Texas didn't behave the way it was supposed to, so Biden turned our power off during the ice storm. By the way, Texas sent a letter and said, hey, we need to up the power at these coal plants. We can be put in jail if we don't get authorization or fined. And they said, you may not. Until the power went out, then they allowed the power to be turned up. It's all, and it's a fact they did that. But then it becomes some debate. Like when I say there's human-animal clones, humanoids are being grown inside cows across the U.S., I told you that 20-plus years ago, and there was an MIT headline like 3 years ago. Humanoids are gestating inside cows at facilities across the U.S. They just throw it in your face. See how that works? It's just crazy. So they don't want us to form opposition ahead of it, so we say, we're not for that. They go, hey, we're human-animal cloning now, not a damn thing you can do about it, and just hope. And by the way, we're going to send convicted pedophiles over to your house. The first is your school, and you're going to let them have a little talk with your child about their sexuality. By the way, USA Today's put out a front page story about human-animal hybrids and then engaged in a major psyop that I'll explain in a moment. But first, let's get back to this. The village refuses COVID vaccine, power supply cut off. That'll That'll teach them. Here's another one. Vaccine scandal rocks West Point. Cadets are being threatened with solitary confinement, separation from the academy. Essential training is being refused, and they are facing daily direct pressure from senior officers at the institution that they do not take the COVID-19 vaccine. That violates the Nuremberg Code. It's not even mandatory in the military because you can't make them take an experimental shot. Outrageous criminal activity. India opposes discriminatory COVID-19 vaccine passports at G7 meeting, but France, the UK, and the US want it. While telling you on the news that no one will ever make you take it, then Bloomberg's like, we need to make everyone take it. They have a separate article. No one wants you to take it. Don't listen to them. So we don't form opposition. Like, hey, we don't like Antifa killing people. They don't exist. Next day, they're heroes, Antifa's heroes. They don't exist. Same TV program. Gaslighting. And the same thing here. Oh, we're going to make you take it. Well, I don't want to. You're crazy. No one wants to make you take it. India opposes discriminatory COVID-19 vaccine passport. No trust. Top Republican Kevin McCarthy calls for Fauci's resignation amid COVID-19 email leak. But Raggedy Ann, a.k.a. Psaki, comes out and says, oh, no, we don't want to do that. He's the most wonderful person in the world. Trump says China must pay reparations for unleashing the corona pandemic. Fauci's NIH-funded Wuhan military scientist who died mysteriously after filing COVID vaccine patent. Oh, yes, because they'd already actually created the patent under another name before. And, of course, so that was such a big deal to have that the front man that was involved in it had to die because dead men tell no tales. There's been a lot of deaths at the lab. A lot of people died of COVID before it was even announced to be released, but they didn't really die of COVID. They died from being poisoned. But now they're out of the way because we belong to Bill Gates now. And here she is, Raggedy Ann, breaking. Psaki defends renowned public servant Anthony Fauci. Says no way Biden will ever fire him because they don't want that first domino to fall. Here's another big article from Gateway Pundit. The individual behind Obama's 2017 memo reauthorizing funding for gain-of-function R&D were the same individuals who lied and claimed COVID wasn't created in a lab. And guess who the main guy is on the board of all the groups? Anthony Fauci. And it goes through all of the grants, all the funding specifically for gain-of-function right there. Anthony Fauci's name is on all of it. They did it through the Pentagon. The U.S. Defense Department, and then Trump killed the program. So that's a good thing for Trump. Surprised he even knew about it. And so the answer is, oh, well, the Defense Department wanted to know what might be developed in the future. Oh, so you go create the weapon to know what somebody else might magically make. Yeah, right. That's for plausible deniability. When you say the Defense Department, it means, if you think about the military, it's not the military running it, it's the globalist. People like Robert McNamara, people like Fauci. Look at this one. Indian Bar Association serves legal notice upon Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, the chief scientist of the WHO, who tells people that you can't give folks remdesivir, even though it's like 100% effective. And so when they say that, then the medical systems of the world follow you in orders and won't let you have it and kill people. And so they're suing her to get her to stop it. See, that's how evil these people are. It's like, water does not cure thirst. No one, the UN says you do not need water in the desert. The UN says humans no longer need oxygen. Humans need oxygen. Ban Alex Jones. The UN did not say we need oxygen. Well, but we do. You're not the UN, are you? I mean, the UN, baby. It's in charge of all information. You know, global government. Woo! And a lot more on this coming up. And some good news. Federal judge overturns California's unconstitutional ban on assault weapons.
I am very, very proud to be at the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. But I can't stay at the tip of the spear fighting for my family and your family unless you support us. And you do that by praying for us, by spreading the word with our articles and videos, and by financially supporting us. And that's really important to do because we don't have Bill Gates. We don't have Warren Buffett. We don't have Ted Turner. We don't have George Soros funding us. We have the people funding us. And right now, it's really easy to do. Biggest sale of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, and up to 50% off on all our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, so good for yourself, so good for your body. The Rolls-Royce product, back in stock for almost 7 months being out, it is 40% off. Pollen Block, back in stock, 40% off. The list goes on and on. Take advantage of all of these big specials and sales at InfoWarsStore.com and keep the tip of the spear in attack formation. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping ends Monday.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Telling the boom operator, John, about the time I got invited to the Hellfire Club in England to go to a Eyes Wide Shut type ritual. Yep. And I was told this in confidence, so, and I'm not going to say who invited me, but it's a well-known person. And they first, I got a letter from Oxford. They wanted me to come speak at the Oxford Commons. And it was probably whoever sent that letter, it was a dean's office. They wanted me to go speak there. This is like 10 years ago, 8, 9 years ago. Then I got contacted by the big Hollywood guy. And he's like, yeah, I heard you got bought of that. He said, you know what that really is? I said, let me guess. And he said, well, you'll have a lot of fun. They got caves, I guess, under Oxford. And that's where the original Hellfire Club is. And that's come out that Benjamin Franklin was involved as well. And it's basically the introductory level of showing that you don't have a lot of inhibition. It's basically like a strip club in the cave where you have sex with the women. And that's kind of the introductory level to Satanism. And that's where all that stuff goes. And the reason I was telling John about it is Boris Johnson's wife is admittedly a witch. So was Tony Blair's wife. And I knew she was a witch. And he was telling me it's in the news that they've leaked photos of her pentagrams doing satanic rituals. So, I mean, folks, you just do not. Yeah, there it is. Scroll through it. Boris, beach blonde, X-rated. There they are. So you don't get in the club. That's her in college doing a satanic ritual. You don't get in the club unless you're part of it. So it's not like, ooh, I'm cool. I got invited to, you know, the real, like most of these people would kill to be in the real Hellfire Club. Like, oh, great. I'll go to the same place Benjamin Franklin banged chicks and I'll have sex there. I'll be really cool. Yeah, no, thank you. No, thank you. I mean, I got sucked into that stuff without trying repeatedly. I've been like a little subdivisions, you know. That was pretty wild. But no, that's like, and of course, Helmut Schmidt, who was German chancellor, back when it was still East and West Germany, West German chancellor, he wrote a book, Men in Power, a Political Retrospective. And what a weird name, too. Watch out. When you search into that name, like gay porn comes up for whatever reason. But the book's pre-internet, so it didn't get a wide circulation. But he says, I got a copy of it somewhere around the office. It's like 4 inches thick. Tex Mars gave me a copy of it. He admits the satanic rituals in Germany. And he says, but our favorite place to do them is the Bohemian Grove, which I did infiltrate. So it's weird, man. It's weird. And that's all I'm trying to tell people. It's not like I'm just up here guessing all this stuff. It's not like I'm just up here like, oh, I think this is how it works. I think this is what's going on. All of you have had experiences in your life that God allowed you to have so that you would be part of a larger destiny. And so I'm not saying my life's been particularly cool compared to other people's, but it's been insane. And maybe you've had similar experiences. I don't think most of you probably have. I mean, there was times in my life I was like, God, why are you doing this to me? This is not fun. And, well, it's because there's other free will in the universe, and there are some bad guys. I shot the footage you see right there, hidden camera. So I didn't mean to go off on that jag, but I was talking about how bad Boris Johnson is. And oh, that's why we brought up Boris Johnson. Here, this is how stuff works around here. Here's one. COVID-19 news. Boris Johnson to set end 2022 target to vaccinate the world at the G7. And you're like, wow, well, since when did the G7 group decide who's going to be vaccinated or not? Well, he said that when England took over the G7 for the year 2021 in the rotating membership, that he would put Bill Gates in charge of the G7 medical response. You can pull that article up. So he said that 6-7 months ago. Now he's the head of the G7. He's in the middle of the term, and there it is. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson meets Bill Gates to discuss COVID-19 vaccine, and he goes on to say, I'm going to follow his orders on the G7. So when Boris Johnson isn't having a druidic wedding, and when he's not sitting there with his stupid wife, who thinks she gets power out of pentagrams, and I guess she does. She's like, oh, my husband's the Prime Minister. And look, I'm because the devil put you in there, you idiot. You don't have any real power. You're a puppet like Nancy Pelosi. Have you looked at her? You think that's powerful? You think Hillary Clinton's got power, real power? You think any of these devil worshippers have real power? Oh, my gosh, you go in caves and have sex with women. That's so shocking, so risque. And then next, it's you strangle a little kid. I get it. And then imagine how you feel when you're coming out of the cave and you strangle some toddler you raped. must feel real good. No, you feel scared and you feel empty, and God removes his spirit from you, and now you're wide open to Satan. Satan wants you to lower your defenses, do horrible things, so that you are totally and completely turned over to it and are like these two disgusting jellyfish that you see on screen. Disgusting jellyfish that are just placeholders for Satan. Because, you know, Satan's setting up his feast, and he's got all the tables set up and all the chairs set up for who's going to sit where. And these people are all just like a card on the table. They just hold the place. You always see articles like Boris Johnson's girlfriend, she's the reason he's going to turn out good. Yeah, and so he came in, took over Brexit, and is now wrecking it and heading up the G7 to sell us into world government. I mean, with his stupid fop hair. Oh, his hair flies around. He's like Einstein. I mean, I could blow dry my hair and I would stick up and, oh, look, my hair's hanging over my head like I'm a 14-year-old meth addict. Sorry, I'm on a Boris Johnson rant right now. Does that even really matter? No, I mean, look at him. He's like Igor. Yes, master, what can I do for you? Supply us more children. Yes, master, I will do it immediately. I guarantee you that guy's Jimmy Savile. I don't think that woman is even his wife. I'm just saying it. If I was casting a movie and I had to have like two ghouls that go kidnapping children for a vampire, that drive a weird, creepy van, and that climb in the windows at night and grab kids, because you know that really happens. He isn't a pedophile. He's the guy that kidnaps your child and delivers them to a pedophile. That's Boris Johnson, okay? He is a Renfield-type operative. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Burn in hell, Boris Johnson. Burn in hell and your stupid Hellfire Club. You guys want to hear some Hellfire Club stories? Because, you know, everybody mimics that. There's like all little subgroups. Yeah, like you go to your girlfriend to church or whatever, you know. Well, I've had girlfriends repeatedly. It's just how it works. You know, they take you to the club. But, you know, they take you. Oh, let's go to this party in the woods. Let's go there, you know. And you go, wow, I'm really feeling weird. Well, yeah, we just slipped four hits of acid in your iced tea. And you know, then the rest is a big blur. Next, you know, I've taken over the whole operation one time. It was ridiculous, but okay, I'm stopping. That's fiction, ladies and gentlemen. But seriously, let's just say I've been there and back, okay? And these people are slaves. They don't have any power. They're empty wraiths. And people like us that have a connection to God, we show up on the scene. We're in charge. Everybody already knows it. Because God gave us the keys to the planet once Satan's defeated. We have the deed. And the planet's going to be a joke at the end of the day. We won't even care about it. You've got the deed to the universe. You've got the whole plans, the whole nine yards, the entire enchilada grande. All right, final segment on the next false flag attack. Straight ahead. Stay with us, my friends. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There are now over 100 peer-reviewed studies in just the last year documenting that surgical masks do nothing to stop the transmission and the spread of viruses. It's a hoax. It's a fraud. Here's another article on Infowars.com, a major German study showing exactly the same thing. But Fauci knew that. He wrote a study himself, his name's on it, in 2008, saying not only do masks not work, but most of the deaths of the Spanish flu back in 1918 were caused by people wearing masks and it breeding bacterial pneumonia in it. They're filthy diapers. Many people dying have died of bacterial pneumonia, and they call it COVID-19. And the criminal Fauci and others knew it all. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. Our big sale ends this Monday, so you have 3 days left. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and things like DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things.
I didn't mean to go off into a whole rant about the occult, but it's been attracting me like moths to flame. And I'm still here thanks to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and I am so blessed, and I'll be firmly in God's hands. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. The deeper I get, the better. Praise God. Praise Jesus. Thank God I'm not in the hands of Satan. Oh, that's really all that matters, right? All right, Owen Schroyer is taking over, and I guess it right. He wasn't listening earlier, but they asked me, so what are you covering? I'm covering Trump saying Biden will soon be gone. I'm taking calls, so I can kind of guess, because that's obviously the big story. I probably just should have played that clip, opened the phones up. It would have been an incredible 2 hours. Instead, you get me pontificating. But I will open the phones up on that subject tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. I would imagine Harrison Smith at 8 a.m. tomorrow will be doing it. Again, I don't call them and tell them what to do. Maybe once a month I go, hey, did you see this? You got to have this person on. But I don't like, because, you know, that's who I hire, is folks that just seem to get it. You know, it's not like they get what I'm even saying. They already get it. It's like they're seeing the same thing.
Like, they're not seeing what I see. They already see the same thing separately. They're not carrying my message. They're carrying the message. And, you know, like Greg Reese will come out with a video that I don't even totally agree with sometimes. But that's okay, because sometimes I have different thoughts and different perspectives. That's good. Most of the time I totally agree with it. But you don't always want it to be totally agreeing. You don't always want to just think you know everything. You want to learn. And I know that's why you're here. That's why I salute you, because I'm learning with you at the same time. And it's amazing. And I am very thankful for God giving me consciousness so that I can commune with you. This is incredible. I can feel your strength and your will and your destiny. I love you. And I swear to you, on the altar of God, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny over the mind of man, to quote Thomas Jefferson, I commit to you that there is good in the universe, not just evil. There is truth. There is honor. There is will to good, not just to evil. I know I'm for real. I know I tell the truth. I know I love God. I know God's real. I know I love you. I know you're real. They tell you all day there isn't truth. There isn't justice. There isn't the real thing. For all the counterfeits, there is the real thing. And you, my friends, are it. And it's that consciousness and that interfacing with God and recognizing God that is completion. That ability to recognize God, it doesn't matter if you can't pay your bills. It doesn't matter if you're starving to death. It doesn't matter if you're on your deathbed. None of that matters. Doesn't matter if you got a Rolex on your arm. It doesn't matter if you're flying on a private jet airplane. What matters is your connection to God. None of the stuff's bad in and of itself, but it's not God. It's not even close. It's just the trinkets that this body interfaces with, but it is the seeing a sunset and God's art and saying, I love you, God. Thank you for this. That's all God wants. God's lonely. God created us to commune with him, to worship him. And worship really doesn't mean bowing down in fear. It means worshiping because you are in simpatico. You are the bride. Christ is the groom. That's why Aleister Crowley and the Satanists try to make all their satanic rituals are about defiling the act of sex. Because the very act of consciousness and meeting a woman and having a child and loving her and loving him and loving your children and building a system, all of that is procreation. All of that is Genesis. All of that is life. Art and literature and culture and music, all of it is generation. It is building. It is life. It is the gift of creation. It is consciousness. It is all sex. Is the coming together. The Congress. God gave you sex. God gave you power. God gave you that big heart and that red blood and that strength and that vision. If you can see beauty, you have been given everything. Do you think the Satanist sees beauty? They see only ugliness because they're turned from God. Because they're ashamed of their nakedness. Because they see something that awesome, and they don't decide to join with it in their free will to be perfected. They decide instead to do whatever doesn't work and to go against it, and that is sin. That's all. There's God's plan. There's Satan's plan. And you can say, oh, I'm not with Satan either. I'm a real Satanist. I make my own world. I'm going to kill the devil. I'm going to go down to hell, and I'm going to be so evil, they're all going to serve me. It's a load of crap. You're going to sink to the heart of a black hole with other entities just like you, and it's going to be a nightmare hell, because all there'll be is eternal ugliness, because you won't have the light and the goodness to screw over anymore and to feel like as you vandalize God's creation that somehow you're in charge. You will be destroyed because you will be cut off from the multiverse. So I felt like preaching tonight. And I said I would hit this big news, so let me just try to hit this, and then the other stuff I'll hit tomorrow. And then Owen Schroyer is taking over for the next 2 hours. Instead of just running on for 10 hours about it, let me just tell you what's going to happen. How do I know what's going to happen next? Well, there's a lot of ways I do that, but the easiest thing is they pre-program before they do it. And the globalists then brag and say, we're going to bring down the industrialized society because we're going to collapse the third world and flood the first world, and we're going to cut off commodities and manipulate things and get people to not have a family and to not be upwardly mobile and turn their life force off. We're going to chemically attack them and dumb them down. We're going to distract them with movies and video games. You know about all that. But in their own literature, they say, and we're going to basically, you know, society's going to fall, wink, 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 we're going to take over, because hackers are going to get worse and worse, and they're going to start hijacking and shutting major systems down. That's their excuse to start turning your lights out, jacking up your power, training you to not have stuff because they want to take it away from you, and they're going to say these magic hackers are doing it when it's them who are going to charge you more for less resources, keep it for themselves, and train you to be scrabbling around trying to get your electricity on instead of worrying about politics and what's happening. They want to keep you at a subsistence, subservient level. That's what feudalism is, so that you're so busy gribbling around in the dirt and grime, trying to not starve to death so you don't have time to read Greek philosophy. That's all. Period. They don't want you on the ball field. They don't want to look at you on the highway. They want you dead. They stole the planet. They stole it with fraud. And now they want you out of the way. And again, people say, well, why don't we just join them then? You can't join with this. It will destroy you. They're delusional. They're idiots. The job is fixing all these people and helping them get to God. Not screwing them over because they're fallen. You think God's going to lift us up if we screw all these fallen people over? You think God lifted you up so you can piss on these people, you dumbass devil worshippers? Just because you know more than the person you're feeding on, you think that makes you enlightened and empowered because you're keeping people in the dark? God is going to smash your ass flatter to pancake and relegate you to the heart of a black hole, you dumb bastards. And I take no pleasure in where you're going. Satan is a loser. Satan is a joke. God is everything. Period. Get with the program or go be a loser. But realize you've been given consciousness for a reason, for the choice and the decision you're making right now. And I'll cover it more at the start of the show tomorrow. Cyber polygons finally in the news. Zero Hedge wrote a great article mirroring what we've been saying, but showing how they always run drills as the cover for what they're actually planning so they don't go to prison when they actually launch it. It's all here. It's all here. Cyber polygon. Will the next globalist war game lead to another convenient catastrophe? Crack the code, ladies and gentlemen. See it for itself. And realize that little blood bat, vampire bat gremlin only has power over you, said Klaus Schwab, when you don't recognize who he is. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. Evil does exist. Face it and deal with it. Because it's good news, because good also exists. All right. Store wide free shipping ends today and the big sale. Appreciate all your support. Owen Schroyer takes over.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.